This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Wine.
So Alan Dershowitz says something that I think, yeah, we probably all would agree with, and that is Donald Trump can't get a fair trial. I think there's no doubt about that. Whether or not you got lawyers on the jury or not, all this continues to be part and parcel, folks, of a railroad to make sure that Donald Trump is convicted of something. I like what Jonathan Turley said. You know, a lot of people are still trying to make up their mind. What's the crime? What exactly is going on beyond some misdemeanor? And so, of course, once again, this is all put together for the express reason, of course, of creating chaos during the election. And folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Here we are, this Monday morning edition, continuing on. Hour number two is beginning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And Mike, I got you a direct message between the top of the hour and the news. And yes, I think that is very doable. So folks, stay tuned because we're going to call an audible here on the program a little bit later on. So I'll leave you with that for now. But do stay tuned. We sure appreciate it. So once again, folks, yeah, can Donald Trump get a fair trial? Can Donald Trump get a fair trial in New York City? Can he go through the legal process unfettered in the sense that, well, you said post a bond. We couldn't post that bond because it was the most ridiculous bond ever in the history of the universe. And yet then it got cut down by an appeals panel to $175 million. Well, Letitia James isn't having that at all. She's still going to try to seize Donald Trump's assets. So they're pouring it on. They're pouring it on, and they're pouring it on some more. And that, again, tells us, folks, this is not about a quest for justice. It's not about that. It's about a quest to create chaos and a quest to make sure that there is no good thing can come from Donald Trump's campaign. Somebody said, I think it was a clip I saw earlier. I think it was on MSNBC, a clip that I saw that was attributed to MSNBC. And that was, you know, if only the Senate had impeached Donald Trump when it had, convicted him of the impeachment when they had the chance. If they had followed through on that whole process and would have convicted him, presumably then, of course, removing him from office, then we wouldn't be having this problem. We wouldn't be having this trial. Everything would be fine. Well, you see, that's the mentality. That's exactly what they think, my friends. And I'll tell you one more. If Donald Trump didn't come back out and run for president again, we wouldn't be having this trial. I think that if he had simply, quietly gone away after January 21st, 2021, and never really said much and just kind of kept to himself for all intents and purposes, and certainly didn't claim that I'm going to run again, I'm going to come back, I'm going to be the nominee, etc., none of this would be happening. They'd be focusing a lot of their whole energy on whoever the Republican frontrunner might be. And so no matter what world you're thinking about, oh, there's a world where Donald Trump didn't run again, and it would be a more peaceful world, and the world would be better, and we just wouldn't have these issues. Well, I kind of beg to differ, because the left is on a quest. Quest for Pain. Remember that movie, Quest for Fire? back in the early 80s. I'm just going to make a wild guess. I think it was 1981. I'm pretty sure. It was either 1980 or 1981, somewhere in there. We'll check that, I know, while we're talking. But I remember it was Quest for Fire. But the left is on a quest for power. And they don't care what they have to do in order to get it. Hillary Clinton ran down the list, you know, of what she says Donald Trump wants to do. But I kind of have a feeling it was much more of an internal manual or something of what the left would love to do. And, of course, we laugh a little bit, but it's incredibly serious. And as they go down that road in their quest for power, it doesn't matter if it's Donald Trump running for president. It could be any Republican candidate. No matter who, no matter what. Now, the fact that it's Trump, and I'll say this too, because I do think this enters in. I think the fact that it's Trump, and Trump is still going, he's still standing, is, you know, part and parcel of why the Republicans have a ghost of a chance of winning. Because the left has decided, I think, that they now can literally just do whatever it is that they want. They will spare no expense. They will leave no line uncrossed. They will do what has to be done in order to get to that Hillary Clinton described state of affairs where they just are rule with impunity. They have no rules. They have nothing restricting them, nothing keeping them back. And that is what they're looking to do. All right, so Dershowitz. Quoted on Newsmax, Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz said Sunday on Newsmax that if he were former President Donald Trump, he wouldn't be optimistic about the outcome of his trial in Manhattan, as he would not get a fair trial with the jury that has been picked. The jury is not a good one for Trump, Dershowitz told Newsmax's Sunday report. It's probably as good as you can get out of a jury pool of 85% voters against Trump, but it's not a good jury. The jury is a typical group of New Yorkers, he added, saying that if a fair trial is being sought for Trump, the proceedings must be moved elsewhere, such as Rockland County or Staten Island, but you don't have it in Manhattan, he says. The lawyers did as good as they could do with this jury pool, but too many of them get their news from the New York Times, CNN, and other places. He says, I don't trust this jury to give a fair trial. Well, I know they're looking for an appeal, and I think they're already looking ahead to that. But there's time involved, and that's also what the left banks on. Well, it'll take time to ever get this overturned and show how silly it was, so they bank on it in the meantime. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number two, underway.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, boss, I'm up, baby, keep on working for the same no time to quit. She said, go, boss, I'm up, baby, keep on dancing. I'm about to have myself.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So there's a new poll out that says election interest is hitting a new low. I don't know about that, but unfortunately, there is going to be some apathy out there. And one of the things that I think we have to do, one of our charges here on this program, is to make that case as to why you should even care about what's going to happen next. And that's a definite thing, because obviously, folks, you know, as I mentioned just a little bit earlier in the show, you know, what happens 6 months from now? What happens 6 months from now before we even get to the election in the world? What is it going to look like? What kind of major development will there be that the Biden administration will be woefully, you know, ill-equipped to deal with? By the way, folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning as well, right there on my website, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there on this wonderful Monday morning. And here's the thing, too. And just let me say this real quick, and I'm going to move on. And that is, you know, there is a certain amount of bleakness in terms of where the Biden administration has gotten us to, right? There's a certain amount of bleakness in the idea that you've got Iran and Israel openly exchanging, barrages. There's a certain amount of bleakness in seeing that the war in Ukraine was just going to keep going, evidently, for quite a long time. There's a certain amount of bleakness in the notion that the Chinese state, the Chinese government, with the supporting the hackers and so forth, can wreak havoc on our own systems here are critical infrastructure systems here in the United States on a lark, evidently, if they want to. And there's a certain amount of bleakness to the notion that the border remains completely unsecure, no matter what Mayorkas says. And yes, the fix is in to say, well, these are unconstitutional charges of impeachment, and so we're just not even going to address it anymore. And skate by. That's what's happening, right? So, yeah, there's a certain amount of bleakness in all of that. But one of the things here on this show is we're not going to have our spirits be broken in that sense. You know, these things are way, way, way too important to let that happen to us. And yes, sometimes it feels like it. But I'm telling you that we keep on the straight and narrow here and we are going to be successful. We have to be. There, you know, what's the old thing? In fact, a long time ago, well, I guess not a long time ago, but many years ago, we actually visited to the Space Center there in near Cape Canaveral, I suppose as they call it. I got a T-shirt, right, that said, failure is not an option, okay? And that's a NASA logo, basically, a clarion call. And that's what's happening here to our country. Failure is not an option, folks. So no matter what, between you and me, we're going to find a way to make this thing work. We have to. Absolutely have to. All right. So once again, folks, we've got a lot more to talk about, as I was just saying. This fair trial thing, obviously, in New York is certainly, not going to happen. It's not going to happen. As I was saying, going out to break, you know, they're definitely looking at the appeal. That they'll eventually appeal it. It'll probably get overturned on appeal, I'm sure. You know, at least that's what I might predict, at least at this point, because cooler heads can prevail. It's a different venue. It's looked at in a different way. And hopefully, with a perspective from the law, as opposed to what's happening with the New York trial. But that will take time. And what their hope is they get a conviction and this sort of stays for a while during the election and it peels off some voters. That's what they're looking to do. And they realize that. It's kind of like, I promise we will forgive your student loans. And eventually the Supreme Court says, no, you can't do that. But the midterms have already passed and all the people said, this is amazing. They're going to forgive my student loans. I'm voting for that guy. And that's already been and done, and it doesn't matter after that. And that's how they game the system. This from Newsweek: New York Attorney General Letitia James may seize former President Donald Trump's assets during his criminal hush money trial, according to legal analyst Glenn Kirshner on Saturday. In February, Judge Arthur Ingram ruled in James's favor. In her civil fraud lawsuit against Trump over allegations that the former president inflated the value of his properties and his own net worth by billions of dollars on financial statements provided to banks and insurers to make deals and secure loans. The judge ordered Trump to pay over $450 million, which includes $355 million in penalties, plus nearly $100 million in interest. Trump continues to deny any wrongdoing. Not just Trump, but Mr. Wonderful says the same thing, right? Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank said, what are you talking about? I think most business people in New York would say, what are you talking about? You're telling me, and I don't want to rehash the whole thing, you're telling me that Trump and the banks all came to an agreement as to what his assets were worth in order to secure financing and so forth. In other words, the parties agreed after much back and forth, which is the way it's done. That's how you arrive at that number, and you agreed to it. So Trump defrauded them after the bank did their due diligence, my friends. You will never find. You will never find a different organization that will do its due diligence the way that big banks will do. Okay? They have access to every single resource they can ever get their hands on. Smart people to do this kind of stuff. Let me tell you, if you wanted to defraud a bank, it would be super hard. You'd have to be some kind of, you'd have to be Dr. Evil. And even then, Dr. Evil would probably mess it up, right? Okay, so this, I'm just saying. So, at any rate, while appealing the verdict earlier this month, Trump, the presumptive 2024 Republican presidential nominee, posted a substantially reduced bond in an effort to stop James from seizing his assets. The bond was backed by a California-based Knight Specialty Insurance Company. However, James quickly objected, noting that the KSIC was not licensed in New York and raised questions about the sufficiency of the bond. Trump and KSIC recently filed a motion backed by several documents they say showed the bond was financially sound and guaranteed by the former president's cash, while arguing that James had wrongly objected to the bond and urging the Judge Engoron to make her pay associated legal fees. In a Saturday post to X, formerly Twitter, Kirshner, a former U.S. attorney and frequent critic of the former president, shared a video in which he discussed the objected bond in Trump's civil fraud case. Trump's very bad week. A jury is in the box in his criminal case, and New York AG objects to the $175 million bond Trump tried to post to in his civil fraud case. And wait until you hear the reasons AG James urges the judge to reject the bond, he said. He says there are three reasons. All right. Well, here's the thing, folks. You know, first of all, the bond is typically there, as I understand it, a bond in something that would be even remotely similar to this, because we've never seen this kind of thing before, right? Kind of with the hush money trial. We've never seen anything like this. They got to cobble it together. They literally have to fold into a pretzel to do this. Right? But what I'm saying is that the bond is usually there to keep somebody from flight, from disappearing, from absconding, from taking some asset and going away with it. I don't know that Trump could, you know, pull up anchor and sail Trump Tower away, you know, like in some Monty Python movie or something. That's not going to happen. And Trump is probably the most recognizable person on planet Earth. So I don't think that he could easily, you know, sort of disappear and go out and live on the lam or something. So the whole reason the bond is even there is for something like that. I don't think that's even remotely possible in this case. But certainly it was designed to be insurmountable so they could seize the assets. That was the strategy from day one, I would submit to you. And they're going to keep trying it. You know why? Because they want that satisfaction, putting that lock on Trump Tower, or this kind of thing. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back, bottom of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
News update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The sun is a mighty powerful heat, but it's almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable.
You're listening to Kyle Wine.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. Maybe it's the one common ground that we could possibly have with Representative Sheila Jackson Lee. I think that we could all agree that the sun is a mighty powerful heat. And I'm telling you that, but the moon is much more manageable. but the moon has no heat. It's not made of gases and so forth. Oh, like I've said, I just, this is why we have this on the bumper sometimes. I just can't get enough of it. I really can't. I mean, I can't believe that Sheila Jackson Lee was able to stand there straight-faced in front of the high school kids and gave them some bizarre nature, not only of the eclipse, but of the nature of the moon. That's, again... I don't get me started. All right, folks, do get me started on the fact that it is Monday, that we're glad that you're there, that we're glad to be here, that we appreciate you, and we have so much more to talk to you about and tell you about. 949-822-7959, of course, is the number to call. You can also head over to my website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. And so also, you know, folks, as I was just saying, from day one, they've wanted to seize Trump's assets. They, you know, we heard from The View, I just want to see him put a padlock on the front door of Trump Tower, which is not what would happen, but obviously they're saying that for effect. They're saying that for effect. And, you know, here we go. But here's the one thing I was thinking about during the break, and that is, none of this is true, right? None of it's true. The civil fraud case that we just ran down with the Letitia James trying to take the assets, you know, based on, well, this bond is wrong now, you know, whatever it is. The whole reason for that trial was not based on truth. This trial doesn't appear to be based on truth, but there are going to be charges, and then there's going to be a jury, and then there's going to be a decision. And whether or not there are lawyers on there, I think could either go, make it go either way, by the way. I'm not so sure that it's one thing or another to say, well, we got lawyers on the jury, therefore they're going to find that this is ridiculous. You know, you never know. You just never know. So I just don't know if it's an indication. But what I do know is this, is that in this country, you know, America is based on certain truths, right? And, you know, we have rights that are inherent, that were endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so what Jefferson and the others were bringing out in the Declaration, and then later on, of course, with the Constitutional Convention, they were bringing out truths that were a part of natural law to a great degree, right? So instead of having a cadre of people, and most times in history, a cadre, you know, sitting in a room saying, here's what you can have and here's what you can't have. This is what we've decided for you. And by the way, we can take it away on Tuesday if we really feel like it, because especially if you get a little too out of control. But that's not what this country is based on. This country is based on the truth that we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. So that means that no man can take them away from you. They can try, but we have a righteous fight on that, right? If somebody tries to take away your rights, right? But generally speaking, again, the country is based on these truths. We hold these truths to be self-evident, right? So when somebody comes to you dishonestly, like I think is what's happening with these cases against Donald Trump in New York, I think they're based on dishonesty. They are designed to get a certain result. Yes, all prosecutions, I'm sure, are designed to get a certain result. They want to convict who's being prosecuted. I get that. But in this particular case, it's designed to get the result that the leading candidate for president for the Republican Party, which is one of the major two political parties, gets derailed completely. So that's the outcome, or that's the outcome they're looking for. So again, they're basing these things on dishonesty, but America's based on truth. And again, if somebody comes to you dishonestly, then you don't have to listen to what they say. You don't have to find, well, Letitia James, I mean, she is the Attorney General, so she's probably got something going here, and I guess we better listen. And no, I really don't think so. I think we expose it for what it is, right? And because America is better than that. It is greater than that. And if we start to not revere the truth anymore, if we start to if we start to allow people who are obviously trying to deceive us into making the rules, well, then we're going to be, I think, going down a very, very, very bad rabbit hole. That's my estimation. All right, this also from Newsweek, interesting article here. California Governor Gavin Newsom, who we heard from earlier, saying he didn't really want Trump to get a whole lot of coverage because it could change things electorally. Meaning maybe we shouldn't cover Donald Trump so much because people kind of will realize what's happening or they're liking, I guess. California Governor Gavin Newsom issued a warning for President Joe Biden on Sunday about independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s effort to be on the ballot in this year's election. I think he just got on in Michigan, if I'm not mistaken. Former President Donald Trump and Biden have clinched the nominations of the Republican and Democrat parties, respectively, with each having won a majority of the state primary contests as they seek re-election this year to a second term. However, a 2020 rematch is an unpopular one, with voters routinely telling pollsters they believe that neither one should be seeking another term for various reasons. Hypothetical general election matchups have generally shown the two neck and neck on average. Kennedy Jr., who is running as an independent candidate after initially planning to run as a Democrat, and you see what they did on that, right, continues to... And by the way, don't you think for a minute that at some point somebody's saying, you know, maybe we should have thought about having him be our nominee? I'm just saying, only in the sense that if you got rid of the Biden baggage, you might have had a fresh sort of start at that whole thing. Now, whether or not the Democrats and the RFK Jr. could really be, simpatico like that, I think would be maybe a stretch at this point. But at some point, they're going to start to say to themselves, okay, this can be a real spoiler, as I know that they have already been thinking. So Kennedy Jr., who is running as an independent candidate after initially planning to run as a Democrat, continues to work to get his name on the ballot in all 50 states in Washington, D.C., ahead of November's general election. On Thursday, Kennedy Jr. secured a place on the ballot in the battleground state of Michigan, according to state officials. Michigan is the second state after Utah to affirm that his name will be presented to voters and is a crucial step for the success of his campaign. And by the way, what's happening in Michigan right now? Yeah, a lot of the Arab groups or Muslim groups are saying we don't like Joe Biden anymore because we don't like the way he's handling, quote unquote, the war between Hamas and Israel, which is kind of problematic in and of itself. It's like, well, wait a minute. You know, either do you want the terrorists to win? Do you want the terrorism to continue? So are you saying that you want the United States to really make Israel stop doing whatever it's doing? That, to me, folks, would just be a recipe to not only prolong the problem, but to ensure that there will be another devastating attack. That's just me. During an interview appearance on Sunday's MSNBC Inside with Jen Psaki, Newsom and Psaki discussed Kennedy Jr.'s secured place on the Michigan ballot. How worried are you about the potential impact of RFK Jr. and President Biden's reelection chances? Psaki asked Newsom. He says, he's a Kennedy. We revere Kennedy. At least I do. We revere the Kennedys. At least I do. That's real, and I know how we can look at some polls, but at the end of the day, common sense would dictate it's real. Bobby Kennedy Jr., if he gets on the ballot in more than just one critical swing state of Michigan and gets on the ballot in some of these others, he says, I think you have to take that very, very seriously. Yeah, I think they do. But here's the thing. I mean, Joe Biden, you know, now he can't compete with Bobby Kennedy in some of these places. Stay right there, or Robert Kennedy Jr. Stay right there, folks.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have important foreign products. I'm exporting their products.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we've got a lot more to tell you about, talk about, as we head through this Monday edition. Starting the week, and we hope that you have a great start to your week, especially if you're up with us this morning, turning on your radio and joining us. And it's okay that it's Monday. So it's okay that it's Monday. You know, we can't do anything about the fact that it is Monday, but we can certainly, I hope, make it a little bit more enjoyable, maybe a little bit more informative, and maybe just a little more fun. That's, you know, especially a great way to start off Monday, because like I said, we can't do anything that it is in fact Monday, but hopefully we can do some of the other stuff. All right. Well, we've reached the fourth segment here in hour number two. We got a couple of direct messages to share with you here this morning. This first one comes from Driver Ron. We were talking about Driver Ron and the fact that his wife had been in a terrible car accident late last week, but she's doing better. She's doing fine. He writes in and says, Kyle, I was listening during the last segment, and thank you so much for your thoughts and prayers. I also wish to thank listener Joan for her well wishes also. I appreciate your community so much, and I will pass these prayers on to Mrs. Driver Ron. Heartfelt thank you. Well, absolutely, Ron. We appreciate you, and it's everybody's community. That's we are absolutely building this here on the radio overnight. And once again, this is amazing. It's just amazing to see how this comes together. This is a great part of America, by the way. This is what we do. in this country, in America. And to that end, as a matter of fact, we have another direct message. This one comes in from Mike in Clearwater, the honorary mayor of Clearwater. At least that's how we refer to him here on the show. He says, hi, Kyle, mayor of Clearwater here. Kyle, please play the song Angels Among Us by Alabama for Mrs. Driver Ron and for Lucy as well, who we've been hearing from. Says, I think it is something we all need to listen to. It's a good song. Please play it next hour, when he sent this message in just a little while ago. And so absolutely convinced me 100%. So I decided, of course, yes, it's time to call an audible, if you will. We're going to deviate from our previous plan here, and I think it's a great idea. So this is a ballad, but this is from Alabama, and I think it is touching. And certainly, so this is going to go out this morning to Mrs. Driver Ron, also to Lucy. Courtesy of Mike.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now, Mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places to grace us with their mercy.
All right, Angels Among Us, Alabama. And that's a great song. It's very, very touching and very apropos, and a great request from Mike in Clearwater this morning. Kind of feel a little like Casey Kasem here with a long-distance dedication, of course, to Driver Ron's wife, Mrs. Driver Ron, and then also, of course, out to Lucy as well. And I appreciate it so very, very much. And Mike, thank you. Thank you for sending that in, because I think that it hits the spot. I think you were saying, yeah, we just kind of need to hear that maybe this morning. So there you are. And once again, thanks, everybody. All right. So in just a few moments here, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And boy, we have no shortage of things to talk to Denise Simon about this morning. Good morning, Denise.
You say that every day, but good morning.
Well, that's right. Well, the world, as the world turns, as you know, this is we have all this stuff happening no matter what. But Denise, it's, first of all, great to talk with you this morning. And second of all, we continue to see now, these horrible things being said, and done in New York City. A rabbi there at Columbia, even going so far as to say to the Jewish students, you need to go
get
home.
Out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is this? Is this 1933 Germany at this point?
It very well could be, but also keep an eye on Yale and MIT.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're about to go through the same thing.
Well, that's very concerning because there are a lot of, especially in the Boston area there, a lot of these places are clustered. You know, you've got Harvard, you've got MIT and so forth, and especially in that area, they're all next to each other in many cases, these East Coast universities.
Well, the prestige and the shine on these institutions has collapsed. And, you know, the now you have to figure out what the school's presidents are going to do, what they've told the police to do or not to do. But, you know, we have, I would say, advocates and sympathizers for Hamas and Palestinians, including the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, that's they've infected us. And, you know, we have to also consider what else is infecting us and affecting us, and that is, you know, those that are coming across the southern border. And it isn't just that in Texas. It's that California. I mean, these Chinese coming across here, what are they really here for? And nobody's, except the Republicans, are asking those questions. But we're not getting any kind of answers from our illustrious DHS secretary.
Right. No kidding. Well, the fact that you have these very pro-Hamas demonstrators, that should be scary to anybody. And certainly if they were talking about, hey, what if they were election deniers? Would the federal government or the Biden administration take them more seriously, do you think? I'm just saying. I mean, in the sense that...
That's
a rhetorical question. That's right. Yeah, because obviously, you know, what they're... Again, this is all based on politics. They don't want to offend anybody. But I don't know. I don't think you'd want some pro-Hamas individual to vote for you in the first place. I think you got bigger problems.
There was this poster that, I don't know when it actually went out, but it's titled Flood Columbia for Gaza. Saturday, April 20th, 9 p.m., meet at 116th Street in Amsterdam for updates. It's a Twitter handle, WOL Palestine. They've got a Telegram account. And when it's within our lifetime, what does that really mean?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll find out more on the other side of the top of the hour news, everybody. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.